بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Removing obstacles from the pathway Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once narrated that a certain person never did any good deeds in his life. However, once he either removed a thorn from a branch and threw it away, or removed a thorny branch from the path. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appreciated this gesture so much that he granted him entry into Jannah for that. Note, many ahadith caution us against regarding trivial actions insignificant, for the simple reason that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could accept the action and forgive all our life's sins due to His kindness. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to perform such accepted deeds. Sayyiduna Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The action of my ummah was shown to me, the good and the evil. I saw that removing obstacles from the path was amongst the best of actions." Note, removing obstacles is regarded as a noble deed, as it saves people from harm. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There was a particular tree that was inconveniencing the passerby. A man came and removed it from the path. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'I saw this person enter Jannah, changing sides while resting in the shade of that very same tree.'" Note, just as the rewards of removing obstacles are tremendous, the punishment for causing inconvenience by placing obstacles is equally severe. We should therefore strictly avoid littering the roads and creating any sort of unpleasant situations therein. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك